Now, U.S. life expectancy has been on the decline for two straight years. A recent government report showed that in 2015 and 2016, the average lifespan got shorter. A two-year trend like that hasn't taken place since the 1960s, when there was a spike in influenza deaths. Experts say the drop in life expectancy today is fueled in large part by the opioid crisis. Dr. Bob Anderson is chief of the Mortality Statistics Branch at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. He's responsible for the compilation, analysis, and publication of national mortality statistics. Dr. Anderson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
Well, the average life expectancy fell from 78.7 in 2015 to 78.6 in 2016. That sounds like a small change. Why is that worrisome?
It does sound like a small change. A tenth of a year doesn't seem like much. It's a little over a month. It doesn't seem like much in terms of, a single person. But when you're talking about, a population of over 300 million people, you're talking about a lot of lives that aren't being lived to their fullest, a lot of lives being cut short.
And what is the cause, or what are the causes, for the drop in life expectancy?
Well, the main driver, sort of the key factor in all of this, is this large increase that we're seeing in drug overdose mortality. But that's not the whole picture. It's a little more complicated than that. We've also been seeing a leveling off of declines in cardiovascular diseases. Here we're talking about heart disease and heart disease and stroke mainly. Over the last, 50 years or so, 50, 60 years, we've seen a fairly steep decline in those causes of death, mainly due to declines in smoking. But in recent years, since about 2011, that decline's been leveling off. And as a result, we don't have anything to sort of offset those increases that we're seeing in drug overdose mortality. In the past, the increases that we've seen in drug overdose mortality, which we've been seeing for over a decade, have been completely offset by the decline in cardiovascular disease mortality. But now it's no longer offsetting things. And so the drug overdose mortality increases are kind of driving the whole picture.
We'd like to think, or I imagine everybody would like to think, that our life expectancy will just generally trend upward. Our medical science gets better. What we know about health gets better. We should be seeing steady progress over the years. And that was the norm for a long time, right?
Yeah, for a long time. We've been tracking life expectancy since 1900 in the United States, and we've seen a general upward trend, with a few dips here and there. As you mentioned, the last time we saw a two-year decline was in 1962 and 1963. And before that, you have to go back to the 1920s to find another time when life expectancy declined 2 years in a row.
And those were all, I assume, the 1920s had to do with the big influenza outbreak then, too?
The infectious disease mortality is driving things back then, and so you do see fluctuations up and down in the early part of the 20th century. Things smooth out quite a bit once you get to the second half of the 20th century, once we sort of got a handle on most of the infectious diseases. And then you see a steady upward trend with the occasional dip, usually due to bad influenza seasons.
Talking to Dr. Bob Anderson from the CDC, looking at a decline in life expectancy in the United States over a two-year span now, 2 years in a row, a decline. Dr. Anderson, do you know how we compare to other countries kind of in our category, the developed world or whatever you want to call it?
In the developed world, they're not seeing this sort of thing. They're seeing steady upward progress. And in most of these countries, it's been more rapid than what we've been seeing.
I've seen opioids lumped in with a kind of a wider complex of problems, where if we start to think of opioids, suicides, accidental poisonings, alcoholism, I think one author called it diseases of despair, as more of a wider complex. Do you see that as a wider problem than just the opioids themselves?
Well, I think it is sort of bigger than just opioids. We are seeing increases in suicide mortality, increases in chronic liver disease and cirrhosis, which is often caused by drug abuse or alcohol abuse more commonly. And so, you know, I think, you know, what these researchers have been talking about is certainly has some validity.
Do we have a sense, a full grasp on how big the opioid problem is? Because I've talked to some people about how we classify deaths, and in some cases, an opioid overdose might be called a suicide, and that's how it'll show up in statistics. If it's mixed with other prescription medications or alcohol, it might not show up as an opioid death. The problem may be bigger than some of our statistics would lead us to believe.
Oh, I think that that's certainly true to some extent. I think we do a really good job at capturing the drug overdose deaths generally. I mean, usually when alcohol is involved, it's typically the drug that becomes the underlying cause of death, and so we usually capture that pretty well. Where we do have trouble sometimes is with the specific drugs, and that's for a couple of reasons. In some jurisdictions, the cause of death certifiers, almost always a medical examiner or coroner, won't report the specific drugs. They'll just write something like drug overdose or multi-drug toxicity or something like that. And as a result, you know, if you're tracking opioid deaths, I mean, you can't capture that if it's just reported as a drug overdose. And so in this latest batch of data for 2016, it's about 16% of our drug overdose deaths don't have specificity. And it does vary quite widely by state. It makes state comparisons very difficult as a result. The general trend, I think, stays rather stable, and we can look at that in the United States and see that going up, up, up. And even though our specificity is getting a little bit better over time, it's not nearly enough to account for the dramatic increases that we're seeing.
Can these mortality statistics point us toward solutions, whether that's healthcare solutions or public policy solutions? For example, with opioids and some of the other problems we talked about, does this point toward maybe a need for more addiction treatment and mental health care?
Well, that's certainly the purpose of statistics, you know, government statistics, and you know, mortality in general, and mortality statistics in particular. The whole purpose of collecting these data is to inform program and policy to try to improve things, and then track progress to see if the programs and policies we've implemented are being effective or not. You know, that's what we do here, is to provide data to those who make those sorts of decisions.
I want to step aside from opioids for a moment. You said earlier that, you know, it used to be these increasing opioid deaths were counterbalanced by decreases in cardiovascular, the heart and lung stuff. We've been getting better on that. That's leveled off. We're not improving as fast as we used to. Why is that? Do we just get the low-hanging fruit, like stopping smoking, and it's harder to improve beyond that?
Well, yeah, that may be true. We really don't know for sure exactly what's going on with the cardiovascular disease, and we do need to get a handle on it and figure out why it's not declining as fast as it was. You know, it may be that we've reached the limit in terms of the sort of improvements that we can make given the programs and efforts that we're currently pursuing and the current treatments that we have, and maybe we need some new treatments, or we need some new programs to make further improvements.
As we wrap up, Dr. Anderson, do you see these numbers from the last 2 years declining life expectancy in the United States as a wake-up call?
Yeah, I hope it is. I think it definitely shows that we need to do something about this, that we need to get a handle on this. Our initial look at the 2017 data is showing further increases, and I'm a little concerned that I'm a lot concerned that we're going to see a third year of declining life expectancy, and we haven't seen that since since the Spanish flu 100 years ago, 1916, 17, and 18 was the last time we saw 3 years in a row of declining life expectancy.
We'll leave it there. Dr. Anderson, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to do it.
That's Dr. Bob Anderson. He's chief of the Mortality Statistics Branch at the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics. He joined us to talk about declining life expectancy over the last couple of years in the United States.